101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Joining us on the line for International Joke Day is one of our favorite comedians, Harry Sideropoulos. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to all your listeners. Good morning to your team. I'm about 3.5 minutes away from doing my morning walk. So I'm actually really enjoying this phone call because it means that I have to walk 3.5 minutes less. So I'm quite happy.
All right. The things we do for you. All right. Being a comedian during COVID-19, yes. It's got its challenges, I would imagine.
It's got its challenges where does one begin? But I think the biggest challenge is that people right now, although we do want to respite and we want to laugh, people are a little bit apprehensive about laughing. And because we are still in the midst of this craziness, this terrible, terrible dark time, people are a little bit loath to joke about it yet. And what was interesting is that I remember years ago, like over 20 years ago, whatever, however long ago it was, I remember waking up and it was that horrible crash with Diana. And within 8 hours, the jokes had started. But this is a whole other different ball game. This is a pandemic and people are still not ready to laugh about it because people are suffering and it's very real and it's very scary. So we are finding other ways of finding that respite. But it's not from 100% stand-up comedy, although people are absolutely logging on and there's lots of things happening online. But it's really about the experience of COVID at home, being in lockdown. People can't actually joke about the pandemic itself. And we're not ready for that yet, and nor should we, because it's not a laughing matter. There are people that are putting their lives up every single second of the day if there's nothing to laugh about.
It's so interesting because almost what you're saying is like with a plane crash, it happens and it's over and then it's done. And I guess we laugh about it quite soon because it's a way of dealing with it. With COVID,
yes.
We're still in the middle of the crash.
Yeah. And globally, it's not like this, one part of the world that's mourning or one part of the world that's living a hell. We are all living it. So to find that ability of laughter about it is not possible because as we speak, there are people who are losing loved ones, who are praying for their loved ones in hospital. So it is a very, very difficult time. However, we always stand up because that's what humanity does. We that's what we do. But I think our generation, and I could be wrong. I mean, you've got a broad listenership, an audience base from young to old. But I think that when I say our generation, the people that did not experience the war, in Europe, I don't think we've kind of ever experienced something that is just so catastrophic. On a global level.
No, definitely not. We've never had an international crisis.
Never. Like and I'm not sure that we know kind of how to cope with it. I remember hearing somebody that was complaining, in the first couple of days of lockdown. And they were just going, oh, I just want to know if are we going to cancel our European trip? Because it felt like not real. And I don't think we fully have the tools to understand this kind of this darkness that is not happening, that we can't touch. However, having said that, I have seen such amazing acts of kindness. I have seen so much generosity. Yes, together with the selfishness, because I think we are humans and we want to save our own, our own family and what have you. But I've also seen amazing acts of kindness, and the humor and the comedy does come in, but on the periphery, it's not a literal thing about COVID right now, because we're still in it and we're still scared and we're all scared. And some of us have lost loved ones because of COVID. Others have lost loved ones around COVID. It's a really difficult time.
But yet humor is a way of dealing with, I guess what you're saying is the circumstances around it. How we living, what we've changed, how we become, what we wear, what we eat.
Exactly.
So it's our way of coping with the change, but not necessarily going to the essence of what the experience is, which is actually the most terrible illness.
That's exactly it. Mm. It's the stories of, I want to kill my partner who's waking up and working and doing everything in the kitchen. Mm. All right. It's those kind of.
I mean, Zanati, and your story earlier, Zanati told us the story. Yes. I mean, I was finished from the story. Zanati, tell us, it's meant to be a tragic story, and apparently I was a cold-hearted person for, but I was freaked out by it, Zanati.
We're all judging you.
You did judge me. Yes. Just tell Harry the story.
So, this man's wife died from COVID-19. So they both had COVID-19, old couple.
They've been married for 45 years.
And the kids, said, so he died 4 days after she died. And the kids were trying to make this a romantic story that he followed her everywhere.
He followed her.
And even till the last
minute. It's creepy. He followed her everywhere. And then she dies. She has 4 days of peace. And then he follows her there too. That's a tragedy. That is a tragedy.
I'm with you completely.
I couldn't breathe with that story. This bloke followed her everywhere. For 45 years he followed her. Oh, Zanati, it's not okay.
She had 4 days of peace.
That's not romantic. That's just creepy, man. It's creepy.
That's just creepy.
That's not love.
It's like, stop it. Absolutely stop it. Just stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
I mean, 4 days of peace this woman had. 4 days. She was thinking, okay, now the rest of eternity they're together.
But I think what's also so interesting is like, yeah, somebody said to me, should we do a Zoom chat or Zoom drinks? And I looked at them and I went, I don't have the time. Between the extra yoga that I'm doing online, the things that I'm doing online that I never used to do. I mean, for God's sake, I'm sitting and I'm watching national, I'm watching leopards at a drinking hole. All right. I don't have time for Zoom chats. I'm too busy doing things online.
It is true. We actually don't have time for anything. And that is one of the problems with this whole thing. Harry Sideropoulos, just keep healthy, keep well, keep making us laugh. Keep focusing.
Thank you so much. And everybody, keep safe and God bless all of you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Harry Sideropoulos, really one of our favorite comedians. Just so wonderful to speak to him.